The largest religious gathering on earth has just been hosted by India, the Kumbh Mela Festival on the banks of the Ganges. It attracts more than 150 million people. It's where the oldest traditions of Hinduism run headlong into the fervour of politics and pilgrimage. And among those trying to keep the old ways afloat is an unexpected champion of the ascetic life, as South Asia correspondent Siobhan Heenew discovered.
Every 4 years, the Kumbh Mela takes place at the convergence of the most sacred rivers in India. The mood is one of ecstasy, shared among the 150 million people who visit the site over the course of 2 months. Among the faithful are the revered Hindu holy men called sadhus. There are naked sadhus and ash-smeared sadhus, yogic sadhus and sadhus with dreadlocks piled a metre high on their heads. But there's one holy man here who's become a star attraction. They call him Aussie Sadhu.
Someone brought me to India, almost against my will. I had no plan.
When Sharabhan Giri travelled to India for the first time in the late 90s, he was an atheist with no real interest in the country. 20 years later, he's a sadhu in one of India's largest monastic orders, or Akaras. He says he can't even remember his name from his previous life working as a scientist in Melbourne. For a man who came to India on a whim, Sharabhan Giri looks very much at ease in the garb of a Hindu holy man. For centuries, sadhus have renounced the pleasures and possessions of normal life in order to pursue spiritualism. But modernisation is putting pressure on the sadhus to change their ways, especially at Hinduism's holiest festival.
There's much more technology is sort of involved, all of the lighting and plumbing and everything provided by the government now.
At this Kumbh Mela, there are giant posters of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His government poured hundreds of millions of dollars into infrastructure ahead of the festival in a bid to consolidate support from his Hindu nationalist base before elections in a couple of months. Some people have complained that the festival has become politicised, but most Hindus don't mind this government support of their religion. But for the sadhus and gurus, even the ones who have mobile phones secreted within the folds of their robes, the highlight remains the bathing rituals at the centre of the event. Along with the most religious sadhus, on the most auspicious days of the festival, Sharabhan Giri gets to bathe first in the holy waters where the sacred Ganges and Yamuna rivers meet. Millions of everyday worshippers take a dip after the sadhus have had theirs.
I'm not sure how many past sins have been washed away by the bath. Hopefully I'll get into heaven. Getting into heaven and not coming back.